Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Happy Thanksgiving week, everybody, as we come through the holiday. It's interesting. I think many of you have probably tripped on tryptophan. Haha. I know it's an old joke, but a lot of turkey was served up. I heard a crazy statistic about the average amount of money that somebody spends for turkey and the trimmings was $48 and some change, which is ridiculous. I don't know where they're getting that statistic. I'm going to say fake statistic. I guarantee it would cost at least $120 to put on a Thanksgiving Day feast, depending on the size of the crowd. And when my mother was alive, God rest her soul, she was Mrs. Holidays. If you went to store with her, it probably would be double because she would want to get something that everybody liked. Regardless, I hope that you got to spend the holiday with your family and friends. I'll tell you what, it was an interesting day of football, that's for sure. And when I say an interesting day, Thanksgiving itself, a lot of calls for the head of Jason Garrett as Dallas Cowboy fans are bewildered, beleaguered, and sick of it all. The Bills thrashed the Cowboys 26-15, and I say thrashed because there were so many opportunities for Dak Prescott and the rest of the Cowboys to come back and get back into this game, but the drop balls and fumbles and interceptions and miscues were the name of the game, and even Brett Maher, the kicker, missed a couple of field goal attempts that could have made a difference from 35 and 47 yards. So nothing was working for the Dallas Cowboys. And as I said, when calls for the head of the president of the country are out there, when it comes to this immigration, or not immigration, when it comes to this inquiry, the impeachment inquiry, you got a lot more calls for the head of Jason Garrett to be removed as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. So the final score in that one I gave you, and the Bears and the Lions was interesting because the Bears ended up knocking off the Lions 24-20. The Saints had their way with the Falcons. The Saints, when they marched into Atlanta after getting thrashed by them earlier in the season, and the Falcons, a struggling team, knew that they were going to do what they could to try to put them away, and the defense really stepped up for New Orleans. They put 17 points up in the first part of this game and were able to score and get into the locker room feeling pretty good about that. One of the things that I talked about heading into the holiday was the ferocious weather, and the weather just didn't quit when it came to snow in the Midwest and the Dakotas and Wyoming and Minnesota. I know there were a lot of people that were snarled by the traffic, and it was pretty nasty. Depending on where you were coming from, you had 10 feet of snow in some cases, which leads to not just when you're traveling on the roads, but there were a lot of flight delays as well. But plenty of reasons to give thanks and to realize now we're in the stretch drive of 2019. Throughout this upcoming month of December, I'm going to talk about milestone moments in this past decade, because 2020 means we're rolling into a new one, a new decade. And there were many things we talked about at the other couple of shows ago with Mr. Kate Delaney about some of the technology that has changed our world. And when I asked him what he thought the biggest thing was, of course, it was the iPhone. And we talk about apps and apps changing our lives, that there seems to be an app for everything. Also coming up in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a conversation in our author's corner with Charlie Wirz. He's written a book called The Silent Thought, America in Transition and Crisis. And I read his book and I agree with a lot of what he talks about. He talks about leadership in America, political correctness, race relations, politics, and where we're at and what is the problem with silent thought. from what the implications are of that. So stay tuned, and like I said, in a couple of weeks for that convo with Charlie Wirz. Speaking of speaking out and not being silent, the former Navy Secretary spoke out after being fired. He went after the President, saying that the President shouldn't have been involved in the kind of case that Eddie Gallagher's was, the Navy SEAL, and he shouldn't have interviewed in that case. It made no sense, and he talked about the fact that the Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asking and pushing for his resignation. Spencer said it's important for all of you, the American public, to understand Navy procedures, that the system of military justice has helped build what he said, this is a quote, the world's most powerful Navy. Good leaders get promoted, bad ones get moved out, and criminals are punished. And he went on to say, more importantly, Americans need to know that 99.9% of our uniformed members always have, always are, and always will make the right decisions. And furthermore, he went on to say, our allies need to know we remain a force for good, and to please bear with us as we move through this moment and in time. And you know, the President tweeted out and spoke about this. He said, defending his actions a week and a half ago, I have to protect my war fighters. And this came after Spencer was booted. He said, I think what I'm doing is sticking up for our armed forces. And that was actually about a week ago when that happened. And it obviously happened on a weekend and surprised a ton of people, by the way. All right, Black Friday means long lines, people shopping to grab up whatever they can grab up. And I mentioned that Toys R Us is back with a new store in Paramus, New Jersey. And I got an interesting email from Jacob, who said, Kate, I heard you talk about Paramus, and I wondered if you were from New Jersey. I know that you've joked about that in the past, and have you really ever been to that area in Paramus? And the answer is yes. I had a meeting. It's so long ago, though. I used to work at WFAN, and I had a meeting with someone in Paramus, and so I was all over that area. And that Toys R Us store, they're just cherry-picking where they think is best, and that's a crowded area. People frequent it, so they feel pretty good in targeting it, that they'll be able to attract people, because brick-and-mortar, it's getting pretty tough. You know, Black Friday competes with Cyber Monday, and a lot of people go online. If you don't believe me, I've said this before, all you have to do is drive around a couple of blocks in your community and you'll see Amazon boxes everywhere, and they're getting delivered because people know they can get anything from car parts to clothing to books is what they started out with to anything you can possibly name. So it's easier to have to do that when you don't have a lot of time. So part of it is the time crunch thing and the fact that you sometimes save money or it's the same amount of money. Why would you get in a car and brave the crowds unless you really enjoy shopping or there's some kind of lure to the area, which in some cases there is definitely that. There's definitely a draw to going into a restaurant, to meeting somebody and whatnot, to networking, meeting friends, taking family out. But I think it's getting tougher and tougher for especially the stores, not so much the restaurants, but the stores, but even the restaurants because of DoorDash and deliveries and whatnot. All right, hang with us. We're hopping over to the other side. I'll meet you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
A good way for me to relax when I can is go to a movie here and there. Myself and the other, that would be the Hubs, went to see Ford versus Ferrari. We had a sneak peek ticket to go and do that, and I say it's excellent. Christian Bale is great in it, and so is Matt Damon. I don't want to spoil it all for you, but it's just a great movie. The three movies we're going to look at now, The Good Liar, Playing with Fire, and Charlie's Angels. Again, yes, another version of it. But first we go to this one, and this movie is called The Good Liar.
Done this a lot. Met people on the computer service. Don't you find it's always the same?
You mean them special, followed by the letdown? But I tell myself, brace up, this time it will be different. Which is why I must now confess to you a deception of my part. My name is in fact not Brian, it's Roy.
To the future.
How much do you think she's worth?
Nearly £3 million.
You can take the lot.
I think better I'm going to take it all.
Is that your grandson?
It's too soon to be getting so close to him.
I've grown very fond of you.
Do you know who you are? You're the only person on this planet who makes me feel that I'm not alone.
I know things about you. Who you really are.
I don't want to do this, Roy. It's the game. It's the adrenaline rush. What do last several lifetimes. In just a blink, your life turns forever.
You know, it's very peculiar doing things you'd never imagined. Secrets between you, God, the devil.
A career con artist, can't believe his luck, he meets a well-to-do widow, and she opens up her life, her home to him. He's surprised to find himself caring about her. But where does it go from there? This movie will find some sort of an audience, I bet. It's a drama thriller, almost 2 hours long. Helen Mirren's in it. Ian McClellan is in it as well. Mark Lewis Jones. Some names and people you would probably recognize. If it doesn't find an audience on the big screen, because there's a lot of competition right now, we're getting toward the holidays, it will find an audience, I think, in streaming, especially with Helen Mirren. She's a big draw. We move from The Good Liar to Playing with Fire, and this is humorous. I've seen snippets of it, and I like a lot of people in this comedy. Check it out.
Gentlemen, we are Smoke Jumpers, the most elite team of firefighters in the world. We must be at our very best.
Every second of every day.
Give me a line. What I say, let me do it now.
He's a go. We're a go for extraction.
No, wait, what? We can get you back to your parents. I'm legally bound to take care of you, so that's what I'm going to do. And in turn, you're going to be obedient so we can do our job.
And when you do this, when you go like that, it's not helpful.
No shenanigans under my watch.
Me, Fireman, can't turn my neck.
What needs to happen this second is you got to watch your tone, little sister.
Or what?
Masher is coming to rock your world.
What just happened?
I think the baby just broke a dog, Sue.
Big doggy.
I get distracted. I can't do this job effectively.
Don't you remember what it's like to be a kid?
Sue, did we kill you?
Well, now it's a party.
What kind of firefighter are you?
I know you don't see it, but he has a sweet side.
What a rush. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. What's boom, boom?
Don't look at me.
Don't do it or I'm going to...
This film is not yet rated.
All right, so Playing with Fire is rated PG. Comedy family, 1 hour, 36 minutes. The main star in this is John Cena. Also, Keegan Key is in it. He's hilarious. John Leguizamo is in it. He's funny. Judy Greer. And then the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's slapsticky. It's guy humor with a twist in it, I think. And it looks like it would be... it would be fun for certain families to go and see, and it's about these firefighters who come to the aid of three siblings and realize that this is a challenging thing, babysitting. Will it take off? Not sure. Definitely in streaming it will. I don't know if at the movie theaters. I think it will recoup its investment, let's put it that way. And then there's this one, and who knows where this goes, but another version of Charlie's Angels, New Angels. Check it out.
Give it a minute.
I think all of them can do anything.
Just because they can doesn't mean they should.
I have so many talents. It's like I'm
Outstanding angels.
You have a new client?
Who is she? I can't sleep at night. I'm the lead programmer on a product that can revolutionize the power industry. But there is a possibility it can be weaponized.
Elena, we need to go.
No! No.
No, I'm Jane.
No.
Who are you?
I'm Bosley.
Welcome to the Townsend Agency. We exist because traditional law enforcement can't keep up.
I don't like that, boy.
You guys are like lady spies. Jane's former MI6.
Oh, God. What did you do to Ben?
I compressed his carotid and deoxygenated his brainstem.
Well, that sounds painful.
Don't worry, he's gonna wake up. Unless he doesn't. Sabina runs the ground game.
See, I know stuff.
Let's get the weapon before it becomes every bad guy's favorite new toy. Take her to the closet, cheer her up. We're gonna need some wigs, toys, clothes. Ah, we're still in the first closet.
There's another closet.
Oh, man.
Let's just stop the touch. Some of these blows up.
Jane, are you flirting with a handsome nerd?
Of course not.
How'd that feel? Because it looks like it felt really good.
That felt nice.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
All right, so this Charlie's Angels, way different. Elizabeth Banks is in it as one of the Bosleys, so to speak, and she also directed it. Kristen Stewart, one of the angels, Naomi Scott, also Ella Balinska is one of the angels. Patrick Stewart is a Bosley in it, and like I said, so is Elizabeth Banks. It will find an audience because it's like a cult deal, but I wonder how well it'll do. Stay with us.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As tons of people head home after the Thanksgiving weekend, storms are battering parts of the country with 50 million people under winter weather advisories. Meteorologist Laura Pagano says snow is spreading from the nation's midsection to the east.
We have a low pressure system that is impacting a portion of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region currently, and that low will shift off the northeast coast and be slow to exit. So it's going to be impacting regions of the northeast later through the day today, later into tonight, and into even early Tuesday morning as it shifts off to the north and east off of Maine's coast.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed because of winter weather at airports, including San Francisco, New York, and cities around the Great Lakes. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the Florida for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tengo a veces deseos de ser nuevamente un chiquillo.
All right, it's funny. This next guest, she's in our virtual green room right now, actually did me such a big favor, and she doesn't realize it, but she introduced me to the music of Roberto Carlos, and I sort of knew who he was, but I didn't realize just what an incredible voice he had. And imagine that you admire, listen to, and really resonate with somebody's lyrics and somebody's music, and then you write about it. Palmiera Navarrete joins us. She's in our, again, virtual green room here in the author's corner, and she's written a book called Angel de Brasil, Cien Posas para Roberto Carlos. My Spanish might need a little work, but it's pretty easy to find it, and this book is really beautiful, based on, again, Roberto Carlos. So, Palmiera, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for joining us.
I'm honored to be talking to you.
Yeah, so I set that up where I talked about Roberto Carlos's music. Tell us about his music.
Well, how I connected with him, I think I said a little bit about this the first time I spoke with you. I kind of ran into his music by mistake because I was returning to my Spanish music, listening. I was so busy trying to focus on the English that I, you know, then at some point I did start, and then I ran into him. And one of the things that struck me was the song that he, you know, made. He wrote for his mother, and I told you about my situation with my mother, and that just you know, it's like a connecting. You know, that just hooked me up to, you know, I say, oh my God, how, you know, this is beautiful. And some of the things in his song were some of the things that my mother used to do, like what she would sing to me every night. She had me in her rocking chair next to the radio listening to music and singing to me to make, you know, make me go to sleep. I just, you know, and that's what he expressed of his mother, you know, the things his mother, how his mother used to comfort him and things like that. And I said, you know, it just like hooked me up, basically. And
I
started listening to more and more of his.
Right, and listening to more and more of his music.
You know, and they were.
Let me stop you for a second, because
yes.
So for everybody listening, because it made you feel good, because it reminded you of those times, and like you said, you're practicing English, and you kind of are losing some of those roots. So did that make you want to write this book?
Yes, it took some time, you know, after a while, I just, because I did go to see some of his concerts. he was, you know, and he just, that the way he expresses, the way he deals with the public, is just like a magnet. And everybody is, you know, just, you know, you could see, they feel, that it's not a silent audience, it's, you know, they roll with his, you know, with his music. And they sing, you know, when he's singing, the audience is singing too, you know. So he has a, you know, large worldwide fan base. So wherever he goes, he, you know, he's looked for, and you know, people go, you know, he's, if you watch his audiences, the his concerts, they are like full. Many times they are sold out. So he starts advertising his you know, the tours on time, so that people have a chance to you know, get in or participate.
Right, because he's so popular, and I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but he's as big as like Julio Iglesias. He's like Julio Iglesias in Brazil, and is absolutely, his concerts sell out. There's no question about that. He is iconic. Tell us the story about your mother, because the listeners don't know that. Tell us about what happened with your mom.
Well, I was at the age of 7, and a lot of it is mystery, because, you know, things happen, and when you're a child, the adults, they try to hide things from you, or they don't explain things to you, because maybe it's a difficult, they may find it a difficult thing to explain to a child. But my mom, I don't know exactly, I've learned through the time, because nobody told me at the time that this happened, these circumstances. She went for a surgery at actually in the best hospital in the country at that time, which was an American-based hospital. And she had, from what I understand, she had like gallstones in her bladder or something, and she went for surgery. And what I understand was that she had fallen from the bed after surgery, and there was a friend of hers that went to visit her, and he, you know, he discovered that, and it's like she was, you know, when you have surgery and you fall off a hospital bed, I think she wanted to get up to use the bathroom or do something, or maybe just walk. And none of the nurses were there or something. And that aggravated the situation. And she, you know, that was basically, from what I understand, the cause of her passing.
Oh.
And
that's
like a shock, you know, nobody expected.
Yeah, they didn't expect her to die. And I can relate to that. I told you that I lost my father at the same age, too. And it's really tough. And you're right. Everybody wants you to be happy, and you're dealing with the shock and all of that. And so this book is so loving because of the music and what it reminds you of. What do you hope people take away from looking at your book, reading your book, Anjo de Brasil, Cien Poços a Padre Roberto Carlos?
Well, basically, you know, it was like a whim, something based on a whim. You know, I don't have no logical reason, but, you know, it's just so attached to the concept and the linking with my mother. You know, it just made me feel close to my mother. Like a part of my mother was in a lot of the songs and the, you know, his love for his mother. You know, it was just, I wish I had my mother that I could experience. Had those experiences, you know, repeat the experiences that she left me with. I just tried to play, you know, his songs are basically, I mean, they range, you know, they're very sentimental. They deal with deep emotions, you know, not just of love, but, you know, he looks for the good in people and, you know, trying to put a positive note in circumstances, you know, when people are hurting. Nature, or he's pro nature. I think I talked about that a little bit. He's an environmentalist. He tries to protect, and I'm sure Brazil has the major rainforest in the world that, can control, you know, affects the rest of the world. And, he's very passionate about, you know, that aspect of nature, is to preserving and, you know, making room for animals, you know, to live, and, the, you know, stopping of the destruction of nature, you know,
sure,
forests and things like that. And, yes. And he's very, attached. Has a religious side of him. He adores. He goes. He talks a lot about the Virgin Mary, and he's, you know, he's. There are pictures of him sometimes, you know, going to a church or a statue of the Virgin Mary and put, you know, bringing flowers to her and things like that. So he's, you know, he's. I don't know. It's like his humanity. And this connection with humanity is like he wants to transmit those, you know, good emotions and good vibes. And some of them make, you know, some of his songs are actually prayers. So he, you know, he's very deep inside. You know, his soul is, you know, they're so such, you know, they're not just things that are,
superficial.
On the, you know, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
He's much deeper than that.
And so, I think in the bottom of that, yes.
It's so interesting. It's so interesting. And as we wrap this up, tell me the favorite song of his is yours. What's your favorite song that he sings?
Well, the one that was attached is called Lady Laura. Laura is the name of his mother. And you know what I found out? That his mother and I share the same birthday.
Wow.
You know, not the year, but, you know, the month. Yes. I was, when I read that, I said, oh, my goodness.
Oh, I love it. Yes. I love it. And so the sentiment behind this is brilliant. So I would tell people, it's just like Palmiera here, she had this in her mind and then put this together. Angel de Brazil, Cien Pausas para Roberto Carlos. Listen to his music and read her book. And Palmiera, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm delighted and honored to be talking with such a great person as you are, Ms. Delaney.
Thank you.
I'll be watching you more on. I'm looking
thank
more
you.
On your, the, you know, your videos and sessions. Yes.
Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Boy, I know all about connectivity, let me tell you, because remember in my neighborhood they had a huge cable cut and it knocked me off the air, and it was such a disaster, and it made me think about this. So it's so timely that we have Cody Catalina on with us, who is the VP and General Manager of Viasat's Global Business Solutions. Strong connectivity is so important when you think of urban centers, etc., high speed internet and the availability of it, and what happens when you have a damaged cable, how much lost revenue and how much of that disrupted workflow ultimately also hits the customer and the trust issues you could have with that. And I know because I went through it. So, Cody, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Let's talk about connectivity, and let's talk about the relationship between satellite connectivity and business success. How important is it? You heard my setup.
Yeah, absolutely, Kate. It's so important. And, you know, Viasat is a company that's been in business for 33 years. We build and launch our own satellites, and then we also build out our ground network and everything in between. So we have super efficient, reliable, and economically viable satellite internet connectivity. And that's so important for businesses, because when businesses go offline, it can cost them thousands of dollars a minute if they're processing all their transactions in the cloud, which is where all business transactions are going now. Whether you're a medical office and you're doing electronic medical records, or you're a small business processing credit card transactions, or whatever you're doing, you know, everything is moving to the cloud, and you've got to have that business connectivity.
Oh, I so agree. So tell us about the pros to having high-speed satellite internet that you were just describing.
Sure. So, you know, our high-speed satellite service is available up to 100 megabits per second in some areas and in 35 megabits per second in almost all other areas of the United States. We can reach businesses, whether you're rural, suburban, or urban. You know, you could be an urban business, but it might cost you $50,000 for that cable plant to get built out across the interstate to get to your business. But we can provide you service, and we can provide that service to you just within a couple of days. So, you know, whether you need a primary internet connection because you can't get cable or fiber, or you need a secondary internet connection to keep you from pulling your hair out when your primary connection goes down, you know, that is where satellite connectivity for your business fits in.
Yeah, and then also, too, and you heard my story, what about satellite internet as a secondary backup?
You're hitting the nail on the head. So we did a survey of U.S. businesses. 20% of U.S. businesses experience some sort of outage daily, and 80% experience some sort of outage sometime in the month. So, you know, you probably experienced a prolonged outage. Some of these outages may be short, some may be long, but those are the types of things that we can prevent because you can install satellite internet access, and it can be configured to automatically fail over and keep your business online when the primary solution fails. So that's the beauty of satellite internet as a secondary connection.
Yeah, and we were seeing, like, I mean, these natural disasters that we have, like California, the fires, all these other things that are happening to people, whether it's something with Armageddon with snow or whatever. So satellite internet, I would imagine, would be huge in that scenario, right?
Yeah, they're huge in natural disasters, and they're huge in the man-made disasters, like the one you talked about where your cable was cut by a backhoe or something like that. So
yeah,
huge in all of those disasters. And, you know, in a natural disaster, you've got a hurricane bearing down on you. You can order our service, and we can actually get it installed before that thing hits, you know. So we can install in 3 to 5 business visit days, or after your service is out, we can come in and install when it may take you weeks or months to get your primary service back up and operating. So that, you know, that service is, you know, it's pretty critical, and it's for all kinds of businesses. And, you know, I think we did an install recently. I think you'll find pretty interesting. We installed at a little league field in a small town in northern Mississippi where now they are streaming their games live to a video server for parents and family and friends to log in and view those games. So, you know, it's the sky's the limit on literally on what you can do with satellite internet to bring your business or your connectivity to the applications that you want to get on the internet.
I love that. The sky's the limit. That was perfect. So if you go to Viasat.com, you can find more details on that. Cody, thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. All right, so it's so interesting in talking about this because, as I said, you all know what happened to me. I was off the air. I want to say it was like a month and a half ago, something like that, or maybe a little bit longer, but no longer than 2 months, and it was a disaster. It was because I had a lot that I was doing and prepping, actually, for the show, and there were interviews and there were other things that relied on my internet, obviously, and I wasn't the only one affected by that. So it's wild thinking about, like he said, can you imagine, boom, you call right away and you can get one put up. That would be big for so many businesses. And we're also impatient. There's no way you're waiting around for high-speed internet. So, you know, you've got a lot of rural America that will get connected. So satellite internet, you have the ability to be able to do that where other terrestrial-based providers, and that's obvious, can't go. So it's so it was so timely to talk to Viasat and find out about getting connected. And now this is something you just don't think about, but how big is that in those hard-to-reach locations that didn't have it for so long, and then in the situations like mine, whether it's man-made or Mother Nature, where you cannot afford to be out because of what you lose and just say, oh, well, in a couple of days, maybe we'll have that up and going. No, there's no couple of days because of what I said about the lost revenue, the workflow gets just totally crushed. I mean, look at us. We're in the business of delivering shows and content and information and conversation and all of that. So that would hit listeners. And obviously in businesses, that would hit whatever that customer trust is. And I just saw something in Forbes. Losing a company website cost businesses, ready for this, an average of $100,000 per hour. Wow. In bigger companies especially, but even small businesses, total internet failure, an average of, this is a crazy number too, of $5,600 per minute. And this was in Forbes. And then you throw in disasters, the hurricanes like we talked about, and that's your worst fear, the damage to the business, and then the damage to the local community because of what business brings to whatever that community is. And so keeping the lights on is now more vital than ever. I just saw that Thomas Edison movie, and that was about the race to, you know, that was about the race to light and what that meant before, when once everybody got light and what happened in trying to keep it on. And it reminds me with this satellite and the connectivity there of how vital that that is. And I had no idea. It's fascinating to me. I mean, I knew there was satellite internet, but I had no idea the power of that connectivity, like I said, and what happens when you are, you know, a victim of that going down, and with your projects, etc., and our modern landscape. And I'm the great example of that in the entertainment / talk world, and the people around me, and the guys at studio, and the studio, that we're not 9 to 5. You know, you're talking nights and weekends, and what happens in national emergencies, and what happens when you've got, you know, nasty weather and whatnot. You're stuck if you don't have internet. I mean, you are stuck because people expect that. And then just in reaching out and trying to reaching out and trying to get through whatever the disaster is, and whether, again, it's man-made or whether it's a natural disaster. So it was interesting in going to Viasat's website because it made me think about how fast, too, that you have, of course, security, and you have that platform, and then nationwide, there is no limitation as to whether it's rural or whether you're in a big city or whatever it might be. But we're seeing that big change and the positive impact because of the socialness of being connected. This isn't an option anymore. So there you go. So check it out. I love what they say. Be anywhere, be connected. Business anywhere, stay connected. I was just thinking about that on a project when my internet was cut down the street. They were on a time. A guy told me they were on a serious crunch. They were trying to finish up a house that had been dragging on. And, boy, that really affected them, too, right? It was things you don't even think about. So check it out. Like I said, go to Viasat.com. And thanks for listening to this version of the show. You stay connected. Make it count, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here?
Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.